Buenos días.
Good morning.
Quiero saludarle en el nombre del Señor.
I want to give greetings to you in the Lord's name.
Soy colombiano.
I am Colombian.
Pero aquí en este momento soy americano.
But here right now I'm an American.
Es de mucha alegría para mí poder estar nuevamente con ustedes.
It is really a joy for me to be with you again.
Gracias doy a Dios por esta tercera oportunidad que me da para predicar aquí en Harvest.
I give God for the opportunity for being the third time to preach here at Harvest.
Yo siempre me he sentido muy orgulloso por ser presbiteriano.
I've always felt really proud to be a Presbyterian.
Pero hoy quisiera dejar de lado ese orgullo presbiteriano.
But today I want to set aside that Presbyterian seal.
Y ser como uno de mis hermanos carismáticos.
And I want to be like our charismatic brothers.
Y usar eso que ellos dicen, el don de lenguas.
And I would like to use that what they call the gift of tongues.
Principalmente para hablar la lengua inglesa y predicar este sermón.
Especially to be able to use that gift of tongues of the English language in order to preach the sermon to you.
Nosotros los seres humanos,
we human beings,
siempre enfatizamos lo que más nos interesa.
We always focus on the things that we're interested in the most.
Pero también nosotros los creyentes,
but we believers as well,
enfatizamos el amor de Dios cuando predicamos el evangelio.
We always emphasize on the love of God when we preach the gospel.
Reconociendo que ese amor es producto de la obra del sacrificio de Cristo en la cruz.
Knowing that that love is the product of the sacrifice of Jesus Christ in the cross.
Cristo vino a salvar a los perdidos.
Christ came to save the lost.
Y él fue movido por el mayor de los combustibles.
And he was moved by the greatest of fuels.
Cristo fue movido por el amor.
He was moved by love.
Y eso nos recuerda el texto más famoso de las Escrituras, que está en Juan 3:16.
And that's what reminds us that the most famous passage in Scriptures, which is John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but would have eternal life.
El amor de Dios no se puede poner en palabras.
God's love cannot be simply put into words.
Porque va más allá de nuestra comprensión.
Because it goes beyond our comprehension.
Y algo que a mí me parece muy contradictorio.
And something that really seems contradictory.
Es que Cristo vino por aquellos que eran sus enemigos.
Is that Christ came for those who were his enemies.
Pablo da testimonio. Pablo admite que él fue un perseguidor de la iglesia cristiana.
Paul admits in his testimony that he was a persecutor of the Christian church.
Y admite al mismo tiempo, diciendo eso, que era perseguidor de Cristo.
And he also admits saying that he was a persecutor of Christ.
Nadie puede negar que la vida cristiana está llena de contradicciones.
Nobody can deny that Christian life is full of contradictions.
De cosas que no entendemos.
Of things that we do not understand.
Que no queremos vivir.
Of things that we don't want to live.
No queremos vivir estas cosas porque traen dolor a nuestras vidas.
We don't want to live these things because they bring pains into our lives.
Son situaciones críticas que pasan en todos nosotros.
Those are critical situations that pass in our lives.
Muchas de estas cosas nos pueden mover al desánimo.
Many of these things can lead us to discouragement,
al alejamiento de Dios,
to wander away from God,
y quizás puedan traer desesperos,
and maybe they can bring despair,
tristezas,
sadness,
y otros sinsabores de la vida,
and unpleasantness in life.
Pero la mejor forma, hermanos, de ver el amor de Dios,
but the best way, brothers and sisters, to see the love of God,
es a través de los testimonios de hombres y mujeres que vivieron en carne propia la obra de salvación y de amor por sus vidas.
It's through the testimony and the witness of men and women that experience themselves in their bodies the work of God's love.
Y como lo vamos a ver en el día de hoy,
and the way we're going to see it today,
este amor se reflejó en Mateo el publicano.
This love was shown in Matthew's life, Matthew the tax collector.
El texto de hoy nos está recordando que Cristo era un misionero perseverante.
Today's passage is reminding us that Jesus Christ was a persevering missionary.
Mateo dice,
Matthew says,
que Cristo recorría todas las aldeas y ciudades.
that Christ would go through all towns and cities,
y que viajaba muchos kilómetros,
and he would travel many miles,
para llevar la buena nueva de salvación,
to bring the good news of salvation.
Algo que a nosotros los cristianos nos debe conmover es que Cristo tenía claro su propósito cuando vino a este mundo.
Something that has to really move us and think about is that when Christ came was to preach the gospel.
Y él vino por los desechados de este mundo.
And he came for the lost of this world.
Mostrando claramente la grandeza de su amor.
Showing clearly the greatness of his love.
Hoy vamos a ver el llamado de Mateo en el texto de Lucas, capítulo 5, versículo 27 a 32.
Today we're going to read about the calling of Matthew in the book of Luke, chapter 5, verses 27 to 32. It reads, "After this, he went out and saw a tax collector named Levi sitting in the tax booth. And he said to him, 'Follow me.' And leaving everything, he rose and followed him. And Levi made him a great feast in his house. And there was a large company of tax collectors and others reclining at table with him. And the Pharisees and their scribes grumbled at his disciples, saying, 'Why do you eat and drink with tax collectors and sinners?' And Jesus answered them, 'Those who are well have no need of a physician, but those who are sick. I have not come to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance.'"
El texto que hemos leído,
the text that we have just read,
nos dice que Jesús iba pasando por la aduana.
Tells us that Jesus Christ was passing through the place where people were paying customs.
Donde Mateo estaba sentado.
Where Matthew was sitting down.
Mateo era un publicano.
Matthew was a tax collector.
Ahora nos preguntamos, ¿quiénes eran los publicanos?
Now we ask ourselves, who were the tax collectors?
Los publicanos trabajaban para el Imperio Romano.
The tax collectors worked for the Roman Empire.
Cobrando los impuestos de la mercancía que pasaba por Israel.
They were working charging taxes over every merchandise that would go through Israel.
Eran personas de las que a las que nadie quería.
They were people that nobody wanted.
Tenían la reputación de extorsionistas.
They had the reputation of being extortionists.
El imperio había establecido una tarifa fija para cobrar los impuestos.
The Roman Empire had established a fixed rate for collection of taxes.
Pero ellos aumentaban estas tarifas y se quedaban con la diferencia.
But they would raise these rates and then they would keep for themselves the difference.
Por esta razón eran vistos como ladrones.
For that reason, they were seen as thieves.
Como gente despreciable.
As despicable people.
El pueblo de su tiempo los odiaba.
The people of that time would hate them.
Y si eran judíos,
and if they were Jews,
eran considerados como traidores, pues estaban al servicio del opresor extranjero.
If they were Jews, they were treated as traitors because they were servicing a foreign oppressor.
Sin embargo, hermanos,
however, brothers and sisters,
a este hombre,
to this man,
con tanta mala fama,
with such a bad reputation,
tan aborrecible,
so despised,
a este publicano,
to this tax collector,
de quien los judíos no gustaban,
whom the Jews did not like,
y la gran mayoría les veía como terribles pecadores,
and since the great majority saw them as horrible sinners,
a este enemigo de muchos,
to this enemy of many,
fue a quien Jesús miró fijamente y le dijo, sígueme.
To this great sinner, Jesus looked at him steadily and said to him, "Follow me."
Cristo transformó la vida de Mateo.
Christ totally transformed the life of Matthew.
Hasta ese momento había sido una vida de deleite.
Up to that moment, it had been a life of delight.
Tranquilo.
Quiet.
Cómodo.
Comfortable.
Una vida de un hombre sentado en su oficina.
It was a life of a man sitting at his tax booth.
Pero Cristo, así como lo hizo con nosotros,
but Christ, just like he did to us,
cautivó su corazón.
He drew his heart to him.
Cautivó el corazón de un hombre pecador.
He drew and he captivated the heart of a sinner, of a
necesitado
sinner
man, de compasión y perdón.
Who was needing compassion and forgiveness.
Y esto es irónico.
And this is very ironic.
Puede que este terrible cobrador de impuestos, es irónico porque este cobrador de impuestos acepta felizmente el honor de ser discípulo de Jesús.
And it's ironic because this horrible sinner happily accepts the honor to be a disciple of Jesus.
Y como el título del sermón de hoy,
and just like the title of today's sermon,
demuestra la eficacia del amor de Cristo.
Shows the effectiveness of the love of God.
El publicano no pudo resistir el llamado de Dios.
This tax collector could not refuse the calling of God.
Y se hizo uno de los seguidores de Jesús.
And he became a follower of Jesus.
Hermanos,
brothers and sisters,
para que nosotros podamos comprender por qué este hombre,
in order for us to be able to understand why this man
aceptó el llamado rápido y afirmativamente,
accept this calling quickly and effectively,
hay que hablar de una de las doctrinas muy conocida por nosotros los presbiterianos.
We have to talk about a doctrine that we Presbyterians know very well,
pero que muchas veces ha sido olvidada.
But that a lot of times we forget about.
Tenemos que hablar del llamado eficaz.
We have to talk about the effective calling.
El llamado eficaz o llamamiento eficaz es producto del amor, es producto de la gracia de Dios.
The effective calling is the product of the effective love of God.
Ya que la respuesta de Mateo no hubiese sido efectiva e inmediata si no fuera por la obra de Cristo en su corazón.
Since Matthew's response could not have been effective and immediate if it was not because of the internal work of Christ in his heart.
Muchos años antes,
many years before,
usted estaba fuera de esta iglesia.
You were outside this church.
Usted estaba fuera de los caminos de Cristo.
You were outside of God's ways.
Y usted está hoy aquí.
And you are here today.
Y usted la ha reconocido como su Señor y Salvador.
And you had acknowledged him as his Savior and Lord.
Por el llamamiento eficaz de Cristo en su corazón.
Because of God's effective calling in your heart.
Ahora expliquemos por qué este llamado fue eficaz.
Now let's explain why this calling was so effective.
Pongamos un ejemplo.
Let's put up an example.
Si un hombre ha cometido un delito y ha sido denunciado y debe comparecer ante un juez,
if a person or if a man has committed a crime and he has been reported and he must appear before the judge,
la citación que el juez le hace a este hombre no tiene eficacia en sí misma.
The judge's citation or the judge's calling to appear before the law does not have any effectiveness in and of itself.
La citación no impulsa a este hombre a comparecer ante el juez.
The citation does not make this man to appear before the court.
Especialmente porque nuestra tendencia humana, nuestra tendencia pecaminosa es huir de toda responsabilidad.
Especially because our sinning nature is to run away from any responsibility.
La citación nos obliga a comparecer.
The citation, the judge's citation,
pero en sí misma,
forces us to appear before the law.
No hace que nos presentemos ante el tribunal.
But in and of itself does not make us appear before the court.
Para cumplir dependemos de nuestra fuerza de voluntad.
In order to comply, we have to depend either on our willpower,
o quizás tenemos que ser llevados por la ley, por un policía,
or perhaps we must be taken by force by a police officer,
para cumplir ante el tribunal,
in order to comply and appear before the court.
Pero del otro lado,
but on
o
the
por
other
lado,
hand,
está el llamado de Dios que funciona de una forma diferente.
There is God's calling which works in a totally different way.
En sí mismo, el llamado de Dios está investido de poder.
In and of itself, God's calling is full of power.
De eficacia.
Of effectiveness.
El llamado de Dios tiene un gran ingrediente que nos lleva a rendirnos delante de Él.
God's calling has a very important ingredient that makes us surrender before Him.
Su gracia nos impulsa a venir.
His grace draws us to come to Him.
Somos traídos por el Padre a la aceptación de su plan eterno de salvación.
We're brought by the Father to the acceptance of God's eternal plan of salvation.
Y somos eficazmente incluidos en la comunión con Cristo.
And we're effectively introduced in the communion with Christ.
Hay un poder interno.
There is an internal power.
Es algo que no vemos.
It's something that we do not see.
Es algo que ocurre dentro de nuestros corazones.
It's something that happens deep inside our hearts.
Es el llamado al cual no nos podemos resistir.
It's that calling that we cannot refuse.
Y nuestra terquedad es vencida por el amor eficaz de Dios.
And our stubbornness is defeated by the effective love of God.
Mateo se convirtió en un fiel seguidor de Cristo.
Matthew became a very loyal follower of Christ.
Pero esa fidelidad de Mateo al Evangelio no era producto o era porque él era mejor que los demás.
But God's loyalty to the gospel, it was not because he was better than everybody else.
Esa perseverancia y ese anhelo por la santidad,
that perseverance and that desire for holiness,
era exclusiva del Espíritu Santo en el corazón de Mateo.
Was because it was an exclusive work of the Holy Spirit working within Matthew.
Que perseveró en él.
That persevered within him.
Pero que persevera en todos nosotros.
But not only him, but to perseveres in all of us.
A pesar de nuestras rebeldías.
Despite our rebellion.
Persevera en lo más profundo de nuestro corazón, tomándonos y aferrándonos a él.
He persevered within our hearts, taking us and making us grasp to him.
Esta es la obra que Dios hace en nosotros, como lo muestra Romanos capítulo 8 versículo 29-31.
This is the work of God that is shown in the book of Romans in chapter 8 verses 29-31. It says, "For those he foreknew, he also predestined to be conformed to the image of his son, in order that he might be the firstborn among many brothers. And those whom he predestined, he also called. And those whom he called, he also justified. And those whom he justified, he also glorified."
Esto demuestra que la obra de Dios no está hecha al azar.
This shows that God's calling and God's work is not random.
Es una obra perfecta.
It's a perfect work.
No hay manera de resistir a esta decisión soberana y eficaz de Dios.
There is no way to refuse or to resist this sovereign and effective decision from God.
El resultado de esa obra espiritual en Mateo es un ejemplo contundente de lo que significa ser llamados por Jesús.
The result of this spiritual work in Matthew is an accurate example of what it means to be called by Jesus.
Dejó su profesión,
Matthew left his career,
su comodidad,
his comfort,
su independencia,
his independence,
y hasta su arrogancia, porque todo esto competía con el plan de Dios.
And even his arrogance, because all of this was competing with the plan of God.
Así lo entendió Mateo.
That's how Matthew understood.
Y Lucas lo enfatiza diciendo,
the book of Luke emphasizes that saying,
y lo dejó todo por seguir a Jesús.
And he left everything to follow Jesus.
Mateo sabía lo que estaba pasando, entendía lo que estaba pasando en su vida.
Matthew understood what was happening in his life.
Él se estaba comprometiendo y estaba preparado para obedecer.
He was committing himself and he was getting ready to obey.
Esto demuestra que el llamado radical de Jesús es, para Jesús es todo o nada. Él no acepta compromisos a medias.
This shows that this radical call from Christ, it is that for Jesus, for Christ, it is either everything or nothing. He does not accept any half-hearted commitments.
Lo maravilloso de lo que pasó en Mateo,
the marvelous things that about what happened to Matthew,
cuando se rindió a Jesús,
is that when he surrendered,
es que lo convirtió en el hombre más feliz del mundo.
Is that made him the happiest man.
Estaba lleno de un profundo deleite.
He was full of a profound delight.
Y inmediatamente ordenó hacer,
and immediately he arranged,
una fiesta para aquel al quien él consideraba su benefactor.
He arranged a feast in honor of him to whom he considered his benefactor.
Con eso Mateo demostró cuán agradecido estaba con Dios.
With that, Matthew demonstrated how thankful he was.
Cuán agradecido estaba con Cristo.
How thankful he was with Christ.
Y esa felicidad de Mateo no quiso quedarse con ella, él solo con ella.
And Matthew did not want to keep that happiness just for him.
Quiso compartirla con sus amigos.
He wanted to share that with his friends.
Él estaba experimentando en carne propia un cambio radical.
He was experiencing in his body a radical change.
Algo que él no podía explicar.
Something that he could not explain.
Es como un imán.
Because it's like a magnet.
Que nos atrae sin darnos cuenta.
That brings us without noticing.
Y sin poder resistir.
And without being able to refuse.
Debemos resaltar que él había experimentado el amor perdonador de Cristo, quien había llegado a ser su Señor y Salvador.
We have to highlight that he had come to experience the forgiving love of Christ, who became his Lord and Savior.
Y esa experiencia que él tuvo de conocer a Cristo.
And that experience that he had to get to know Christ.
Él quería que sus amigos también pudieran disfrutarlo.
He wanted his friends to be able to enjoy that as well.
Las experiencias que hemos tenido al conocer a Cristo,
the experiences that we have had when we know Christ,
inmediatamente nosotros queremos compartir con nuestra familia.
Immediately we want to be able to share that with our family.
Nosotros la queremos compartir con nuestros amigos.
We want to share that with our friends.
Y ese es parte del amor, de la gracia de Dios en nosotros.
And that's part of the love of the grace of God within us.
Dios nos impulsa a compartir las bendiciones que hemos recibido.
God makes us and he leads us to share those blessings that we have received.
Hermano, a Jesús no le importa si has dilapidado todo lo bueno que él te ha dado.
Brothers and sisters, Christ does not care if you have wasted all good things that he has given you.
Ni qué tan mal te hayas comportado en esta vida.
He doesn't really care how bad you have behaved in this life.
Lo que realmente le importa es que como discípulo ahora dispongas tu corazón para él.
What he really cares now is that now as his disciple you set your heart ready to serve him.
Nosotros como cristianos,
we as Christians,
tenemos que saber,
we have to know,
que la mejor noticia que ha pasado en nuestra vida,
that the best news that
has
happened in our lives,
haber conocido a Cristo,
is to have known Christ.
Jesús llama a Mateo a ser su discípulo.
Jesus calls Matthew to be his disciple.
¿Qué significa ser un discípulo?
What does it mean to be a disciple?
Jesús explica qué significa ser un discípulo.
Jesus Christ explains what it means to be a disciple.
Él nos dice,
he says,
si alguno quiere venir en pos de mí,
if somebody wants to be my disciple,
niéguese a sí mismo,
deny yourself,
tome su cruz,
take up your cross,
y sígame,
and follow me.
¿A qué se refiere Jesús cuando dice que nos neguemos?
What does Jesus mean when he says to deny ourselves?
Él no está hablando acerca de renunciar a nuestra personalidad.
He's not talking about renouncing our personality.
A nuestras necesidades.
He's not telling us to renounce our
needs. Ni a los lujos.
Or to renounce luxury.
No está diciendo que nos abandonemos.
He's not telling us to abandon ourselves.
¿Qué tenemos que negar entonces?
What do we need to deny then?
Tenemos que negar que no somos dueños de nosotros mismos.
We have to deny and we have to admit that we're not our own owners.
No nos pertenecemos.
That we do not belong to ourselves.
No tenemos el derecho final de decidir qué vamos a hacer o a dónde vamos a ir.
We don't have the final calling to say what we're going to do or where we're going to go.
Lo que Jesús está diciendo aquí es muy fundamental.
What Jesus Christ is saying here is very fundamental. It's really...
Es muy importante que la iglesia entienda esto.
It's very important that the church understands this.
Esto marca nuestras vidas.
This really marks our
lives. Esto debe marcar nuestras vidas.
This has to really make a mark on our lives.
Hay que negar la confianza que nosotros hemos depositado en nosotros mismos.
We have to deny that trust that we have put in us.
Negar nuestra autosuficiencia.
We have to deny our self-sufficiency.
Negar que somos capaces de dirigir nuestra propia vida.
We have to deny that we're able to lead our own life.
Negar nuestra independencia de Dios.
We have to deny our independence from God.
Sígueme realmente quiere decir obedéceme.
To follow me, what it really means is to obey me.
Obedéceme quiere decir ámame.
To obey me really means love me.
Negarse no quiere decir que ahora quedamos vacíos.
To deny yourself does not mean that you end up just being empty.
Negar quiere decir que reemplazamos nuestros ídolos por Cristo.
To deny It really means that we replace our idols.
Ahora Cristo debe ser lo más importante de nuestra vida.
Now Christ has to be the cornerstone of our life.
El fundamento de nuestra vida.
The foundation of our
Cristo
life.
Debe dirigir nuestra vida.
Christ has to direct our lives.
Nosotros debemos entender que cuando Él dirige nuestras vidas, vamos por el buen camino.
We have to understand that when Christ leads our life, we're going in the right way.
Y Dios,
and God,
así como Mateo,
just like to Matthew,
nos llamó a ser sus discípulos.
Called us to be his disciples.
Yo no sé, hermanos,
I don't know, brothers,
si usted ha entendido a qué lo llamó el Señor.
I don't know, brothers, if you know what Christ called you for.
Pero le digo algo.
But let me tell you something.
Si usted no tiene claro lo que Dios hizo por usted,
if you don't have clear what God did for you,
su vida no va a tener significado.
Your life is not going to have meaning.
Quizás usted no esté dispuesto a dejar sus prioridades por seguir a Cristo.
Perhaps you may not be willing to leave your priorities to follow Christ.
Quizás usted ve el sacrificio de Cristo como algo más.
Perhaps you see the work of Christ as just one more sacrifice.
Algo que no le costó mucho a Dios.
Something that did not really cost much to God.
Y pensar así,
and to think that way,
no le permite apreciar lo que pasó en la cruz.
Will not allow you to appreciate what really happened on the cross.
Lo que sí le puedo afirmar,
but what I can assess,
es que Cristo entregó su vida para redimirlo de sus pecados.
But what I can say and tell you is that Christ gave his life to redeem you from your sins.
Su sacrificio por usted,
the sacrifice for you,
fue muy grande.
Was very big.
Y la ilustración más clara de su amor redentivo,
and the most clear example of his redemptive love,
la encontramos en una historia del Antiguo Testamento.
In a story from the Old Testament.
Antes de hablar de esa historia,
before we talk about that story,
yo quiero decirles,
I want to tell you,
que Mateo,
that Matthew,
lo más importante que pasó en Mateo no era que él había dejado de ser un ladrón.
So the most important thing that happened to Matthew was not that he just stopped being a thief.
Un extorsionista.
Or an extortionist.
O un enemigo de Dios.
Or an enemy of God.
Lo más importante,
the most important
que pasó
thing
en Mateo,
that happened in Matthew's life,
es que Dios transformó su vida.
Is that God really transformed his life.
Mucha gente del mundo,
many people in the world,
piensa,
thinks,
que los cristianos lo que hemos es hecho un cambio de comportamiento.
People think that we as Christians, all we have changed is just a change in behavior.
Que ahora vivimos una vida ética.
That now we live just an ethical life.
Una vida favorable para este mundo.
A very favorable life for this world.
Porque no le hacemos daño a nadie.
Because we don't really harm anybody.
Pero la obra de redención va mucho más allá.
But the work of redemption goes beyond that.
De dejar de robar.
It goes beyond just stop
stealing. De dejar
stealing,
de extorsionar.
It stops extortioning.
De dejar de mentir.
Stop lying.
De dejar de fornicar.
To stop fornicating.
De dejar de adulterar.
To committing adultery.
Eso va mucho más allá de estos pecados.
That goes way beyond these sins.
Y esta historia,
and this story,
que ilustra el amor de Dios por su pueblo,
that really shows the love of God towards his people,
es la historia de Gomer en el libro de Oseas.
Is the story of Gomer in the book of Hosea.
En esta historia, Oseas hace el papel de Dios.
In this story, Hosea plays the role of God.
Y Gomer hace el papel del pueblo, de su pueblo.
And Gomer plays the role of God's people.
Me gusta mucho como el presbiteriano James Montgomery Boyce,
I really like the way this Presbyterian minister James Montgomery Boyce
narra esta historia en su libro Fundamentos de la Fe Cristiana.
I like the way he tells this story in his book Foundations of the Christian Faith.
Esta historia habla del matrimonio entre Oseas y Gomer.
This story talks about the marriage between Hosea and Gomer.
Este matrimonio desde el punto de vista humano era un fracaso total.
This marriage from the human perspective was a complete failure.
Para Oseas fue una desgracia porque su esposa le fue infiel.
For Hosea, this was a disgrace because his wife was unfaithful.
Pero desde el punto de vista de Dios,
but from God's point of view,
fue un matrimonio especial.
It was a very special marriage.
Porque nos enseña cuán grande es el amor de Dios.
Because it teaches us how great is the love of God.
Dios amaba a su pueblo que había tomado para sí mismo.
God loved his people that he had took for himself.
Aunque este pueblo le fuera infiel y cometiera adulterio espiritual, espiritual con el mundo y sus valores.
Even though his people were unfaithful and they committed a spiritual adultery with the world and its values.
Dios le dijo a Oseas que así como en la relación entre Dios y su pueblo, este le había sido infiel.
God told Hosea that just like in his relationship within God and his people, they had been unfaithful to him.
De igual manera, Gomer le iba a ser infiel a Oseas.
The same way Gomer was going to be unfaithful to Hosea.
Pero él debía seguir adelante.
But he had to keep moving forward.
Con eso Dios quería mostrar una ilustración de su amor hacia su pueblo.
With that, God really wanted to show an example of his love towards his people.
Esta historia es como un espectáculo en un teatro.
This story is like a theater play.
Oseas estaba desempeñando el papel de Dios.
Hosea was playing the role of God.
Gomer estaba haciendo el papel de Israel que era infiel.
And Gomer was playing the role of Israel that was being unfaithful.
Ella era infiel, pero Oseas le amaba.
She was unfaithful, but Hosea loved her.
Esta es la manera en que Dios nos ama.
This is the same way God loves us.
Aun cuando hemos huido y hemos deshonrado su nombre.
Even when we have run away from him and when we have dishonored his name.
Y hay lecciones muy significativas en esta historia.
And there are many important lessons in this story.
Y es el cuidado de Oseas hacia su mujer después de que ella lo había dejado.
And is the care of Hosea towards his wife even after she had left him.
Pero el clímax de esta historia,
but the climax of this story,
se da cuando ella es hecha esclava por el pecado.
Is when she becomes a slave of her sin.
Ella sería vendida en una subasta de esclavos.
She was going to be sold in a slave auction.
Y qué irónico.
And how ironic.
Allí se presentó Oseas, su esposo.
Hosea was present there.
Para ofrecer por ella y comprarla.
To offer up money and buy her.
Oseas debe librarla como una demostración de la manera en que el Dios fiel a su promesa ama y salva a su pueblo.
Hosea had to free her wife as a demonstration of the way that God is loyal to his promise and he loves and saves his own people.
Los esclavos eran vendidos desnudos en la antigüedad.
Slaves, they were sold naked in ancient times.
Y así estaba Gomer cuando estaba de pie en medio de la multitud para la subasta.
And Gomer was that way. She was naked when she was standing in the middle of the multitude when she was being auctioned.
Cuando comenzaron las ofertas eran muy altas.
When the biddings started, they were really high biddings.
Ella había sido una mujer hermosa a pesar de su estado caído.
She was a very beautiful woman besides her fallen state.
Y los hombres hacían sus ofertas para comprar el cuerpo desnudo de esta esclava.
And men, they were making offers to buy the naked body of this slave.
12 piezas de plata, dijo uno.
12 pieces of silver, said one person.
13, dijo Oseas.
13 pieces of silver, said Hosea.
Otro dijo 14.
Another person said 14 pieces of silver.
15, dijo Oseas.
Hosea said 15.
Pero alguien más apareció y dijo 15 piezas de plata y un homer de cebada.
But somebody else came and that person said 15 pieces of silver and one homer of barley.
Y Oseas, con voz temblorosa,
and Hosea, with a really shaky voice,
pero decidido,
but he was determined,
ofreció 15 piezas de plata y un homer y medio de cebada.
He was decided and he offered 15 pieces of silver and 1.5 homer of barley.
El rematador,
the auctioneer,
empezó a buscar entre los apostadores.
He started looking within all the bettors
para ver quién daba más.
To see who was going to offer more money.
Y al ver que no había otra oferta,
and when he saw that there were no other offerings,
dijo, vendida Oseas.
He said, sold to Hosea.
Ahora Oseas era dueño de su esposa.
Now Hosea was the owner of his own wife.
Podía haberla matado si quisiera.
He could have killed her if he wanted to.
La podía haber humillado delante de todos.
He could have humiliated her in front of everybody.
Pero en lugar de eso,
but instead of doing that,
la vistió.
He clothed her.
La tomó con sus brazos.
He took her in her arms.
Y la condujo por en medio de la multitud.
And he led her in the middle of the multitude.
Protegiéndola.
Protecting her.
Y prometiéndole que la amaría.
And promising her that he was going to love her.
Aquí se ve, hermanos.
Here we see, brothers.
Muy claramente.
Very clearly.
El amor de Dios.
The love of God.
El amor redentivo de Dios.
The redemptive love of God.
El amor con el cual fue redimido Leví.
The same love with whom Levi was redeemed.
El amor con el cual fuimos redimidos tú y yo.
The same love with which we were redeemed, you
aquí
and I.
Aquí se ve la grandeza del amor eficaz y verdadero de Dios.
Here we see the greatness of the effective love of God.
El amor perdonador y eterno de Dios por Gomer.
God's eternal and forgiving love to
por
Gomer.
Leví.
For Levi.
Por todos aquellos que han sido llamados y escogidos por Jesús.
For all of those who have been chosen by Jesus.
Y hoy podemos hablar de ese amor.
And today we're able to talk about that love.
De Dios para ti y para mí.
The love of God towards you and for me.
Aunque nosotros como pecadores debíamos ser aplastados por la ira de Dios.
Even though we are sinners, we could have been crushed by God's wrath.
Fuimos redimidos de la más baja condición.
We were redeemed from the lowest of conditions.
Por el incomparable y eterno amor de Dios.
We were redeemed by the eternal love of God.
¿Qué es lo que nos motiva a nosotros a venir a Jesús?
So what is it that motivated us to come to Jesus?
Hemos visto la historia de Mateo, que era un pecador.
We have seen the life of Matthew, that he was a sinner.
Cristo entregó su vida por él.
Christ gave his life for him.
Esa es la grandeza del amor de Dios.
That's the greatness of the love of God.
Es el amor de aquel que dio su vida por usted.
It's the love of him who gave his life for you.
Murió para que usted y yo viviéramos.
He died so that you and I could live.
Así es de grande el amor de Dios.
That's how big the love of God is.
Dios nos ha llamado.
God has called us.
Somos sus discípulos.
We are his disciples.
Él quiere que veamos esa grandeza de su amor.
He wants us to be able to see that greatness of his love.
Pero así como Mateo,
but just like Matthew,
que estaba tan feliz. Era el hombre más feliz en ese momento.
That he was the happiest man of the world that moment.
Y convocó a sus amigos.
And he called all his friends.
Sus amigos pecadores en el pasado.
His friends who were sinners in the past.
Para que disfrutaran lo que él estaba disfrutando en ese momento.
He called them so that they could enjoy what he was enjoying at that time.
Para que disfrutaran el amor redentivo y perdonador de Dios.
He called them so that they could enjoy that redemptive love of God.
Igualmente nosotros.
The same way us.
Tenemos el llamado.
We have the calling.
Por ser discípulos.
To be disciples.
De ir.
And to go.
Y mostrar.
And to show.
La grandeza de Dios.
The greatness of God.
Con nuestra vida.
With our lives.
Para aquellos que nos han conocido.
So for those who have
puedan venir a Él.
Known us, they can go to Him.
Ese es el llamado que Dios nos está haciendo
that's
hoy.
That's the calling that God is making us do today.
No nos olvidemos de la grandeza del amor de Dios.
Let's not forget about the greatness of the love of God.
Fue tan grande el amor de Dios.
It was so big.
Que entregó a su Hijo por nosotros.
His love was so great that he gave his own son for us.
Gloria a Dios.
Let's give glory to God.
Oremos.
Let's pray.
Amado Padre.
Beloved Father.
Queremos darte gracias.
We give you thanks
por la demostración de tu gran amor hacia nosotros.
For the demonstration of your great love towards us.
Gracias por enseñarnos hoy.
Thank you for teaching us today.
Cuán importantes somos para ti.
How important we are to you.
Cuán valiosos.
How valuable.
Señor,
our Lord,
somos.
We are.
Al entregar tu vida por nosotros.
When you gave your life for us.
Gracias.
Thank you.
Porque ahora somos tus hijos.
Because now we are your sons.
Somos tus discípulos.
We are your disciples.
Hemos sido llamados.
We have been called.
Para darte gloria.
To give you glory.
Para honrar tu nombre.
To honor your name.
Gracias porque somos tu pueblo.
Thank you because we are your people.
Somos tu iglesia.
We are your church.
Y nos bendices.
And you bless us.
Todo el tiempo.
At all times.
Con tu gracia y con tu amor.
With your grace and your love.
Te damos toda gloria y toda alabanza.
We give you all glory and worship.
En Cristo nuestro Señor.
In Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amén.
Amén.